Everyone, well, today is Friday, and this is our paranormal CBS radio show. And the date today is June 23rd, 2017. So here we go. Let's clear the date for everybody. And the reason why we do this is because, naturally, last year's of the same day is copy and pasted onto you now, and so is every other year. So sometimes you may have situations going on because it just repeats itself. So here we go. Releasing that energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And here we go. Let's bring up the light beams or beam on your monitor screen. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Great. Okay, and if you have a situation going on, we'll help to release that one that you're thinking of. You need to think of that one situation. Remember, it's just one of the timelines that you're connected to that I can release. That'll give you some peace. So here we go. Think of a situation, releasing that from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Well, that was pretty heavy. Do that one again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, that's better. Okay, our co-host tonight is Ann. So, Ann, are you all prepared and ready?
Yes, I am. Good evening, Ron, and good evening, everyone listening. Welcome. This is Ron Amatron speaking, and this is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. It's Friday, June 23rd, so as it's Friday night, it is paranormal night, and we do have some people have written in with some paranormal experiences, and you're welcome to send in any other things you have a question about or testimonials on any of the healings that Ron provides for us. Ron's website is creationlightship.com. That's where you'll find all of those wonderful healings that can be done online. You can send us a message two different ways. One is to click on the fast chat button on the BBS radio station page, and the other is to send us an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Tomorrow at 1 p.m. Pacific time, Ron has a very special live healing call planned, and it's going to be 3 hours long. You can still sign up to join us. It costs $50, and you can do that by paying it a donation, again, on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. But meantime, if people who have been on this healing call in the past would like to send in a testimonial, Ron would really appreciate that, and I will read it as it comes in. Often, we have healings and things go away and are cured, and we forget about them. But maybe it's been 6 months since the last call. This is the fourth or fifth one Ron has done. So we'd love to hear from some people who've been on the calls in the past. And I think that's all the announcement things, Ron. So I will just get right into the emails, if that's okay with you.
Yep, that's wonderful. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, this person was on the 7-hour Sunday call recently, and while you were silent and she was still on the phone, she heard these very weird sounds, like high-frequency sounds and some very fast talking, and it kind of disturbed her. It lasted about 20 minutes until I hung up and then dialed in on a different phone. I guess the second phone had the same noise, then she hung up and redialed. And so her question is, was that the aliens trying to interrupt my healings?
Yeah, it's possible. I guess the way to answer that is since aliens use mind control energies, frequencies, whatever word you want to use there to control us, they can also do that, you know, more physically by having that happen through your phone or something. So, yeah, it is possible. Whether or not it really happened, I don't know, but it is a possibility. From there, normally I myself would hear something on the phone. If I hear it, then I would make sure that all the lines are muted and stuff. So more than likely there was something interfering with you, or maybe a wire got crossed or something happened like that at the phone company. But, you know, weird things happen. And sometimes the aliens just don't want you to be free. So, you know, like I said, stuff happens, and it's kind of hard to put your finger on how and why. But that's what they do. So back to you.
Okay, right. I was going to say I was on that call as well, and I didn't hear it. I know that sometimes I get disconnected on those long calls about 5 or 6 hours in, and I have to call back in. I don't know if that's my phone or if that happens to everybody, but
I think the conference line is only good for that amount of time.
Oh, interesting.
Okay.
So
if you just hang your phone up at the break, maybe you're 3 hours into it or something, then you could just probably hang your phone up and then call back in again, and that way it won't go dead on you.
Right.
So back to you.
Okay. That's a great suggestion, Ron. Okay, someone wrote in, at my former very small spiritual community, a key person there who had perception was able to see and have foresight if one was being downloaded, in quotes. It was an energy or a force that came down into your crown, an upgrade, they said, and you were lucky. It happened to me on a few occasions. I felt confused, unsure about it being so good. Well, I know now, clones getting programs. Dear, oh, dear.
Yeah, that sounds correct, yeah.
Right. Okay. This is really more about a healing question, Ron, but it's kind of connected, I feel, to paranormal. Can an injury or issue of a former lifetime trigger a similar one when we reach the same age in this lifetime through cellular memory? A psychic once told that to this listener.
Yes, I would say that would be correct. So remember, you are living the life of your ancestors, and when you have a reading, normally they might say that it's what happened to you, but they're reading the body. And so, yeah, it doesn't matter who did something in your past. Normally stuff that really gets activated a lot is within the last 100 years, we'll say, you know, approximately. Things that go back maybe to 5,000 years, you probably won't recognize it. Unless you see an old-time movie or, you know, a documentary or you know, they're portraying, you know, maybe the 1500s or something in some country. And then you may actually have that energy activated in you as you're watching it. And you may feel very uncomfortable for what's going on because it's bringing up your distant memories that just got activated before they're probably dormant. So I guess you could say, is that beneficial to watch things like this? Well, it'll help clean you out, although if it's dormant and you activated it, that's really not too good either. But, you know, it may not be activated in you in this lifetime, but when you watch it on the screen, all of a sudden you're activated, and now that's your issue. So it could be kind of good because there may be other ways to look at what's going on. Maybe your anxiety, fear, pain body gets activated because you're seeing something that's awful. But, you know, it's might be overly stimulated anyway with something else going on. So now you know that, yeah, I better clear this body because you know, this energetic body is causing my physical body all this pain. Does the invisible bodies mirror back to the physical body? So when you realize you have a problem and you clear the invisible bodies, that also works with the physical. So back to you.
Right. So I know we've talked about this before. It's interesting how psychics can be a mixed bag. And I know you don't recommend people go to psychics because they're reading timelines and you could be put on timelines. But for people who have gone to them, because I know it's true for myself, some of it was a little bit helpful. And some of them kind of knew, like, well, yeah, you don't want to go there. You don't want to. You don't need to know about that lifetime, that kind of thing. So I think a lot of these people, unfortunately, have what they consider a gift, and really they're the ones, in a way, being tortured. And we can somewhat get good information, but we don't want to go dive too deeply. And I don't think it's a good idea in general, right, Ron?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah, because it does. They are telling you about a timeline that they are seeing actually going on that they may portray it as, you know, this could be in your future, which it could be, but you're probably living that timeline as the person brings it up. And it's not, programmed to have you enter into that particular situation for, you know, something maybe in your future. So they can give you some type of date, maybe. They say, in about a month, this could happen to you. Well, it's already happening to you now, plus you're aware of it. And so in a month from now is where they can see a situation happening because it's programmed on different timelines, and you have to work your way into your future so that that timeline comes forward. When you do timeline crashes, if you knew about an awful event and you were told about it, you'd probably have it gone, you know, easily within a month by doing multiple timeline crashes. You know, just keep doing them, and, you know, how did you relate to that answer that the person gave you? Did it, you know, make your skin crawl or hair stand up on end, or you just go, oh, yeah, that's not too bad? So it's up to you, the intensity. And the stronger the intensity, the more, the energy is there because you have your validation about, wow, this feels awful. And, you know, you may want to clear those body, energetic bodies that is involved with it. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. And we have a testimonial here. Someone sent in from something you did on last Monday's show, and you had us all choose a plant, whether it was in our house or outside, and you rejuvenated it and put it on the new earth. So, and then you charged some water for it. So this person wrote in, I've never seen a plant react to water so instantaneously. This plant is more vibrant and looks sweeter, kind of hard to explain. Thank you, Ron.
That's great. Thank you. Yeah. Very good.
Okay. And let me see. I'm trying to stick to these. There we go. This is a testimonial from a listener who has psychic abilities, so we were just talking about that. I now know how dangerous emotions are. I had been thinking about someone I was displeased with and was feeling pretty upset. Then I experienced what was apparently orb attacks all morning long. These alien orbs actually looked like bats with claws that stick into your brain. I actually saw two new species or races. These flying orbs were gliding through the air. They look like bats with claws and jellyfish with tentacles. They are sometimes controlled by a timeline sequence. I did the orb clearing with timeline crash. This stopped the attacks, and I was able to get out of bed and complete my chores.
Yeah, stuff can really take you down as you get tied into things emotionally because the aliens may want to take your energy. So that's the problems that people have. when you become emotional with something, you're probably not actually in your body if it's, you know, a strong emotion. And then things hop into you. And normally we just think of entities, of people that are dead, but anything can come into your body because your spirit left. So that's why you want to always do the mind a heart drop when you find yourself getting upset. So that should be your number one tool. Get upset, do the mind a heart drop instantly. You know, that's the way to look at it. And then from there, you may be able to view the situation that upsets you in light versus in darkness. So back to you.
Right, and recently on a show, someone asked what are the commands we should be doing, and you, with a different co-host, discussed, of course, commanding your spirit to be in your body and your thoughts in your heart center and the mind-heart drop, shrink wrap, I think connect to the mind of your body, close your crown chakra, but wouldn't it be helpful to also command our third eye be closed if you start to see these things and have visions?
Yes.
Do you think that would be a good idea, Ron?
Yep. Very good. Yep.
Okay. All righty. Somebody wrote in, and we were talking about this recently, just a heads up for people. I really think people should be aware that anyone who was baptized needs to do the baptism clearing. Their spirit energy is being used as it was given to the church at the time of the baptism.
Yeah, that is correct. So, do that special clearing. You're going to find energy coming off of you that you wouldn't believe.
Yeah. Okay, this is interesting. Hello, Ron. I took your advice and disposed of many books. One I want to speak of was the Magdalene manuscript. I burned it and felt very anxious and actually scared that here I was burning this feminine book. There has been this female around me with long garments on, seeming quite upset, and I think trying to understand why I did this. I had a feeling about this book. It made me weep when I read about Mary Magdalene and Jesus, and yet something was keeping me from finishing the book like I wasn't supposed to. It is a story of teaching about sex and energy. I believe now this has brought me some visitors who have perhaps been intimate with me in my dreams. I now know these are no dreams. Am I on a wrong timeline? Why only attention in my dreams and my head? Are you able to see who was around me regarding this book after I burned it?
Well, we'll do a clearing. You know, so if anybody had any books that they burned or situations going on, here we go. So, releasing the energies. One, kind of heavy. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 20. And we'll do 10 more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Another 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, there we go. 7, 8, 9, 50. That feels clear to me. So, yeah, you don't know what's happening to the words in those books and things like that and how things are connected to the books. So, you know, we don't know. What can happen to us. Normally, once the book is burned, the energy is gone completely, and there's nothing coming back to haunt you or find you. So this book here must have had stuff already attached to you, emotional, with the book. And from there, these energies, if I didn't like it, that were with you, because that's how they came into your life because of the book. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron, for that clearing. Someone wrote in a suggestion, Ron, and I'd love to hear your comment on this. If you timeline crash Akashic records, a psychic cannot read you.
I'd say that's probably pretty correct, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Give it a try and see, yeah, because you've got to read something. But they could be reading entities around you also, or something going on with your body, your psychic billboard. So I won't say that's 100% thing that they're not going to be able to read you, but it does make a lot of sense. So back to you.
Okay, nice testimonial just came in. Since I have been doing the Sunday 7-hour calls, I have lost 11 pounds and feel much lighter. I'm going to put my activated Merkaba picture under glass and then set my plates of meals on it and see what happens. I will keep you posted.
Wow, that's a good idea. Wow, yeah. Thank you for writing that in.
Yeah, and congratulations. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. An observation on clones. This is very Friday night appropriate. I just watched the latest video of your presentation at the Conscious Life Expo. You mentioned that the clones exhale more carbon dioxide than humans. I couldn't agree more. I used to go for yoga exercise class at this place that was jam-packed with clones, I guess. I would feel terribly claustrophobic and would always find a spot right next to the window. I felt like I would pass out if there was no fresh air coming in through the windows. For some reason, some instructors insisted on closing all the windows. I noticed I was the only one who felt miserable when that happened. I guess they enjoyed the excess of carbon dioxide, clone energy, clone skin, and whatnot. I requested one of the instructors to let the window next to me be open a little, and she was a clone or had a clone or an alien inside her. She turned around and attacked me verbally like I committed the world's biggest crime. I was shocked. It took me a while to clear that incident through the CLS website. Thanks and regards.
Well, that's kind of weird. Wow.
Well, you know, I guess she's saying,
yeah.
You said they let too much carbon dioxide out, and I guess they like it better than oxygen, right? That's what it seems like.
Yeah, so that is correct, yeah. So, wow.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting. I just wonder, you know, if you were to open the window, you know, all the way before it started, would they close it? And would people maybe not want to show up or leave early or something, you know? Anyway, that's quite interesting. Maybe other people have kind of experienced something like that, too.
Yeah.
So, back to you.
Okay. Here's a good question about a healing. What is the clearing for creativity? I'm studying music and learning an instrument. Thanks.
Okay. So they want to know about the creativity clearing, is that, or is there a clearing that
they
can
do? They're asking about how to clear themselves for creativity. So, yes, well, part of the answer is there is a whole life creativity clearing.
Yeah, there is one there. There's also a clearing for Vita something.
Let me click on there. And also, the three that you have recommended for this kind of goal, I guess I should say, or, you know, desire, is the creativity clearing, the education clearing, and the IQ clearing. But you're right, there's also the fetus, let me just look that up.
Fetus infusion, I think.
Yeah.
What that one does, we haven't really talked about that for quite a while. So where you are right now is where you are with whatever you're doing, okay? So whether, you know, you've been a carpenter for your whole life, you know, hammering in nails, or, you know, you've worked in a store as a cashier, you know, or you've been creative doing something, you know, with your hands, maybe you're really good on the computer, whatever it is, you are where you are right now, and you're at the peak of what you have experienced throughout your life for that particular, I guess I could use the word, task that you're doing, okay? Now, if you want to get better at that, then what happens is you can do the fetus, I think it's fetus infusion, I believe.
Yes, I pulled it up, Ron. It's a whole life clearing, and it's called Spirit Fetus Infusion.
Yep, that's it. So what that does is you're able to input into that clearing what you want to be a little more proficient at, or maybe use the word smarter. You know, you need to, you know, jump over a hurdle and you just can't seem to do it, or you want to be a little bit better, we'll just say 5% better at what you're doing, and you've tried everything else and you just can't seem to move forward. Well, what happens is you probably used up all of the stored, say, DNA data for you to excel, because you peaked out, topped off at that, whatever you're doing. So what happens is when you do that clearing, you can input into that. It works with mental and also, we'll just say, physical, okay? So if you want to be able to type faster, that would more likely be physical. So when you do the clearing, you say you want to be able to type quicker and faster. But what will happen is the light beams will go in and look for your cellular memory, DNA, dealing with finger movements, okay, which we'll just say is typing. And naturally, where you are now is you're at the maximum speed of you moving your fingers. You can't go any faster. So it's going to go in and look for more of that, say, DNA, where, because you only got so much of it, okay, because that's all that you thought you needed. You only got so much, that's all that the aliens gave you. So you can go in there and get more DNA, maybe more talents for that particular subject or topic. And with typing, you'd be able to probably type quicker and faster. If you're like a runner, we'll say, you know, and you're maybe in the Olympics or something, or you're just doing whatever, we'll just say you're a runner, you know, you can only run so fast, and so you know about how fast you're going to be each time you run, and you go, man, I need to, you know, go faster, but I just can't. Well, that's because your muscles are set up to go at a given speed maximum, so you go into that clearing, and now you say, okay, for the physical, I want to run faster. So to go back to a time in your DNA where maybe, you know, you were a great runner and you ran faster than you're running right now, but you never brought that information forward because, you know, you only got part of what you needed, and, you know, that worked fine for you. So remember, when you, the aliens only give you X amount of energy for anything, but you want to get maybe a third more. Well, they're not going to give it to you, because they didn't bring it forth before you were, or during conception and during that process to give you more of what you have as far as a talent. So you can work with it that way with that clearing, and you would have, in a sense, more creativity, but you want to specify what you want to do with that creativity. You know, just using the word creativity may not give you what you're looking for, so you want to be more specific with that. So back to you.
Great, Ron. Okay, and do you agree that they might want to do the IQ and the education clearing? Do you want to say anything about those?
Yeah, the IQ and education. I have people who do that clearing once a month just to stay on top of life, and it kind of resets you. In fact, I'll just give you a sample here. You'd have to think of something that maybe you're going to be doing, you know, it's probably late for most people right now, if you're on the East Coast. So think of something that you're going to be doing maybe tomorrow. Okay, maybe you need to touch something, write something, do something. So what I'll do is a clearing to give you a little more energy on the IQ and the education clearing. So I'll kind of lump them both together. They're the different clearings, but I'll just lump them as one. And so here we go. And this normally is something that you're going to be doing physically. So here we go, and see if you breeze through it quicker. And you have more information, more data available to you. So here we go. Remember, your mindset is expanded out. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So what happens is your spirit is able to get more information because before it was only able to view and see what the dark side wanted to show you. When you do those clearings, all of a sudden, you might get 3 times the information. You may not need all of that, but you may get it instantly and be able to be a little more proficient at what you're planning to do. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Question from a listener. This listener's native language is Russian, and they are just checking, can they do the commands that you've taught us, like the mind to heart drop and the body shrink wrap, in their own language? Does that matter?
Well, of course it can, yes. That will work. Uh-huh.
Okay. And we have a recommendation from a listener for an archive. It was June 20th, 2015. Ron speaks of seeing a type of robot overlay that walks over and covers the human. He actually sees it making itself. Also, there's a clearing for the 20th day that has ancient ritual energies attached to it, a sadness clearing, a Native American burial grounds, and enslaved whales and dolphin energy clearing. It's a great show. So thank you, listener. And again, the date of that show, if you would like to listen to it, is June 20th, 2015. And if you're new to our shows, Ron has been doing these radio shows since 2007, and they are all archived on the BBS radio station page. So if you went in there to get on Ron's, well, you can get on there through Ron's website. On the right-hand side, there's a BBS little emblem, and you click on that. That's the best way to get to it. And then once you're on that page, just scroll down, and it has all the archives listed there, and you can listen to anyone that you like. And listeners have been writing in for the last few months when they hear one that they like, and that's what that was that gal's recommendation. So thank you for that.
Great. Wonderful.
Okay. Somebody wrote in to say, if someone has done the spirit fetus infusion clearing, we would like to hear a testimonial on that. And that would be very nice. Thank you. Great suggestion. And okay, someone's saying we used to have a Wikipedia page and they can't find it. What would you put into the creativity clearing to help you write better, Ron?
Just probably indicate that, you know, you want to maybe write faster, write better, maybe have more words, maybe / vocabulary, something like that. You know, it depends what you're addressing, you know. So we'll just say that maybe you work for a newspaper and you write articles and you want to be a little better. So maybe you want to get an extra 5% or so cutting edge on what you're doing. So you could input that, and sure enough, you may start to have more information because your spirit is finding more of your stuff inside of you. Remember, this is all internal stuff that you know nothing about. So it can bring forth some of those lifetimes where you maybe were very good at what you're doing, and you may not have as much, we'll say, energetic blockages put upon you. A little hard to talk about because you're bringing in a sense, the darkness energies of those lifetimes. But another way to look at it is you're getting all the talents that you have learned that you forgot about, that wasn't available to you. So, and if it goes back a long ways, remember, you probably were not so ingrained with what you have in this lifetime, so you probably had a lot more information. So, back to you.
Okay. Another question about the fetus spirit infusion clearing. I have had a problem with my memory for most of my life. I believe it started after an accident when I was 17. Over the years, it has gotten worse and has affected my ability to perform at work. Is there a clearing that could help this? Does the spirit fetus infusion help? Thank you for all your work. Ron?
Yeah, I think it'd be great. Maybe we can get some testimonials from people if they have done that. But, you know, since we don't bring it up to talk about it, maybe one of those clearings that's kind of unknown, and maybe we could bring it up on another CBS radio show maybe in a couple of weeks. There may be a few people who want to try that to see if it does allow them to excel a little bit more. I'm not going to say it's going to make you, 100% better, but I'm sure it'll give you maybe at least 5% more, and that could be a lot. So just think if you had 5% more writing ability. Doesn't sound like a lot, but you're already peaked out, and so you're already at 100, and that's your limit. And it may be like having some steroids or something put in, But anyway, it'll give you a lot more information, as you're doing your particular maybe writing skills or something. So it'll help you out a lot. Back to you.
Okay. Wouldn't that be a good request for tomorrow's healing call, Ron? When you go through all the organs, of course, one organ is the brain. And if they're coming on that call, they could request help with the memory part of the brain.
Yeah, the memory part would be good. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Right.
Yep.
Okay, we have a couple of comments about the natal barcode. Someone made the suggestion, I cleared the keywords summer solstice on the natal barcode removal. I always like to say also put everything on the alien keyword intercept, which is one of the free healings Ron gives us that's on the left-hand side on the list of the healings. There's like a drop-down box. So that just happened. I don't know if that was the 21st or the 22nd, and that's a kind of time when things can go a little kooky and haywire on the planet due to people praying and doing ceremonies, etc., and connecting to forces outside of our world that they shouldn't be doing. So that was a great suggestion, listener. Thank you. And someone wrote in also about the natal barcode. I have been putting in numbers connected to me in old addresses, etc. It seems to me when your birth name and date are entered, that would just clear everything. This job of looking up names, et cetera, seems endless. I am 66 and have moved over 20 times in my life. Any suggestions?
Well, yeah, you are right about that. It could be kind of overwhelming, but the the dates that you might be forgetting could be the ones that's harming you, so, or the addresses. So you may want to kind of go deeper and think about that. It'll always come to you. There's no big rush on it. You can always ask some of your friends where you lived, you know, when you're at such and such age, you know, and they may be able to give you extra information. So back to you.
Right, and I would make two suggestions. One is that when you do the natal barcode, you clear everything one direction, and that it automatically gives you the time per letter or number you've put in there. And you can open a second window and do the other one going the opposite direction at the same time. That suggestion came from another listener. And another suggestion is, I think, let's say, Ron, this person, if we take this person as an example, and, you know, she's lived 20 places and maybe she can get, you know, 10 names, you know, addresses. What if you put in Red House in, you know, Pleasant Town? Would that be enough?
Yeah, that
enough?
Will work for the
would
color that... of the house, yes.
Right.
That... you may be tied into numbers there. But, you know, I'm sure that, you know, you could find it if you needed to.
Yeah.
Maybe some of your old bills or something.
Right,
You know, you may not keep those. But anyway, do the best that you can do on it. And you might just see if there's a particular theme, we'll say, on the different numbers of the houses. Now, do you have similar numbers all mixed up on your houses that you have, or maybe your phone bill, numbers, maybe your credit cards, maybe your bank account. You may have certain numbers that always show up. So you may look at those numbers and just kind of jot down what they are and just if anything keeps recycling. But just say that hypothetically on a credit card, we'll just say you have 5 credit cards, okay? And so keeping it very simple, you look at the numbers and you write them all down and you go, wow, I got the number 5 on these different digits. So I think the credit cards have 16 digits on them, I believe. I think they're groups of 4, if not mistaken, four groups of 4. So you have 16 digits, and maybe the first credit card you have 4 number 5s on it, and you get the next one, and you got 3 number 5s. Next one, you have 6 number 5s. You go, well, that's really weird, you know, but 5 seems to be a common theme. So you kind of write that down. Now you look at your phone number. Yeah, you have 2 5s in your phone number. And you go, wow, what's my license plate? Well, I got a 5 on that, too. And, wow, my house address has a 5 in it. And, and I think 5 is a lucky number or something. So you want to kind of look at that, and you want to start clearing that. So back to you.
Right, and I empathize that it does sometimes seem overwhelming. There's so many things to clear on the natal barcode, but it's worth it. You'll start to think, wow, I'm feeling really lighter, as, you know, someone said earlier tonight. I feel, you know, release of things, and you weren't aware that this stuff was so heavily on you, but it is. Okay, so let's talk a little bit, Ron, about tomorrow's call, because we do have some questions. One, I'll start with, how is this or is this different than the 3 7-hour calls that you do on Sundays and the Saturday 4-hour call?
This is completely different because we're working with each individual organ. So we should be able to go through, I think, all of them, at least the major ones, we'll say, that everybody knows about. And so this is where we concentrate on those organs, where the other calls are getting rid of alien critters. So this is going to, in a sense, renew those organs for you, much as we can do. So back to you.
Great. And, again, I'll just repeat, it starts at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The cost is $50, which you pay through the donation PayPal link on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. and then you forward your receipt to Ron at creationlightship@yahoo.com, and he will later this evening send out the phone number that you call in and the PIN. If you're familiar, if you've done the calls before, you call in and then a recording comes on and you type in the PIN number and the pound symbol, and then you'll be on the call. And in general, there are no absentees allowed, correct, Ron?
Unless you're overseas.
Unless you're overseas and it's the middle of the night and you'll be asleep, and in that case, you'll want to send Ron an email, you know, or send him your receipt and also just let him know that. And also, the prerequisite is to have at least done the emotional body clearing. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. We still have some questions coming in, and it's not too late to sign up for it. Unfortunately, somebody wrote in saying they'll be working tomorrow, but they'd like to come on the call, but that won't work for this one, unfortunately. Okay. Go back to some questions here. Okay. On the December 28th, 2016, BBS show, there was a mention of solar panels. And they have a link, geoengineeringwatch.org, where someone started a research site, I guess, in bioengineering, and they do some work on chemtrails. So if anybody's interested in more information about that, send me an email tonight, and I'll forward you this link. Okay. Question about timeline crashes. When you say do a timeline crash, is it times amount, is the time correlated to how many minutes or actually submitting the same issue 100 times in 100 minutes? I'm not sure if I fully understand that, but...
I kind of rephrase that. So if you stub your toe and it doesn't hurt a whole bunch, you know, maybe 100 to 200 timeline crashes to get you off of that timeline so your toe can heal and you feel better would be okay. Now, if you stub your toe and it brings tears to your eyes, and now you're really upset because it hurts, but it's your fault because you, you know, dropped something on your toe, we'll say, okay. So now you're blaming yourself. So now there's a problem going on there. So you got a couple issues. Or maybe somebody did it to you, you know, and now you're really aggravated with that person for doing that to you, and it hurts, and the tears are sure coming out of your eyes, and the person told you after that happened, why don't you watch where you're going? Now you're really upset because they did it to you. So you have all these issues, okay? So what's happening? You got emotional issues with your toe. You got anger. Naturally, your body's in trauma because it's hurting. Okay, so that's three clearings right there on timeline crashes. And then you got, you know, yourself, you know, not maybe paying attention. Maybe you're out of your body singing a song or something, you know. So that could be another one, you know, possibly. And then, you know, you got to deal with the fact that, you know, at some point you're going to deal with the fact after all that's over with, this man, I hurt my body, okay? And that's probably the hardest thing to you know, to look at, because you actually sabotaged your holy temple, okay, that your spirit lives in. So you know, you need to, you know, tell your body that your story that happened to it, in a sense. Everybody has their own way of doing that. Maybe you never have done that, but you know, you may want to do that so that you can take the energy off of your sore toe. And then you may think, man, I better get some skin misting water. And so that's online, and you can do that with the, you know, water activations. Make some skin misting water, maybe make a foot bath, you know? And I've heard a lot of interesting stories what that special water does for people. I'll give you one instance. This one gentleman somehow put a cast iron skillet on his stove. And this was a long time ago, but I can repeat this here. And he left it on and kind of forgot about it maybe for, you know, we'll just say an hour. So right away you know that it's going to be very hot and the handle is going to be hot, you know. And maybe those, you know, nobody probably even has those frying pans any longer, okay? But you all know what I'm talking about because you normally use a mitten, okay? But he forgot about it. So it was, you know, very hot, and he went to pick it up, and he burnt his index finger. Instantly, a big blister formed on it. Well, his job is using the computer, and you all know that, what's going to happen now? But that happened to me, you know? So he instantly got the skin misting water, sprayed it, and the blister went away. I think within, half an hour it went away. No pain, no nothing. Just like nothing ever happened. And I'm sure all of you out there have something like that. You know, in summertime, maybe you get a sunburn. You may want to try that also. But I've heard so many things that people talk about skin misting water that, you know, it makes them a believer, especially when, you know, you really can't do anything about a situation, and all of a sudden you go, wow, I better just try this just for the heck of it, you know, because I need something, and you know, I hope that it works, we'll say, and it always works, because it's compatible to your body to help yourself out. So back to you.
Okay, yes, all the waters are wonderful, and I guess we should have our glasses prepared for tomorrow as well, right, Ron? And you'll charge water at the beginning of the call most likely, but also probably throughout the call. You sometimes will get a message that we need a certain type of water, right?
Yeah, that's true. So I do not charge water for 7 days. It's just water that we charge for the call. And it will last, you know, we'll just say 24 hours. So the next day, you know, since it starts at 1 o'clock Pacific, it'll be good until that time. You know, so just figure that it'll be good for 24 hours when we charge them up for you. And there would be different types of water just for the call.
Right.
So back to you.
Yes, when Ron does the water bottles that last for a week, that is the once a month Saturday for our Ascension call and the Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. call. He does a whole week's worth of water at that time. Someone wrote in, I guess they missed your charging of the water on the seven-hour calls. So if you do miss Ron at when he does those are, you know, the ones that are good for the day. Well, people who are absentee, you can just put a label on the waters and they'll get charged for you. For instance, you can write silver water, calcium magnesium water, pain release water, and they'll be charged. And if you're somehow miss the time Ron said or you're on part of the call, you can really just ask the light beings to charge the waters, I believe you've said, right, Ron? You could just, you know, if it's 2 in the afternoon and you're home, you get home, you could just hold each glass and ask them to be charged, right?
Yeah, that is correct,
Okay, good. So someone wrote in, I live somewhere not by choice, and I'm actively looking for a place to move, as this place is very bad. In the meantime, I have found the demonic entity choice under the space clearing has helped me more than anything. I have experienced great relief from that, and I want to thank you, Ron.
Wonderful. That's great.
Yeah, that space clearing is fantastic. Okay. One more. We have some questions. and I believe some confusion about the object activation clearing, Ron, I'm going to purchase the unlimited personal divine light code object activation. So I'm planning to begin it on July 1st. So if I activate a pendant on July 1st, the activation for this pendant lasts until July 31st. And if on the 14th I activate a bracelet, how long will this last? Until the 31st or for 30 days, ending on the August 14th?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Let's start over again. So
yeah.
Activation will work one time, okay, as you activate it. So it's not going to last a month. You have a month to activate things, but when you activate something, you're just bringing a peace energy into it. So you're actually deactivating the alien codes and people's energies off your object. So you're giving yourself peace energy for whatever you go and put in front of your computer. So you'll be neutralized. So what you put in there, you're neutralizing that energy. So it can be what it was originally. And now, how long is that going to last? Well, if you happen to just say that you have a pendant around your neck and you want to activate that, and it will be activated for peace. That's all you can do is neutralize it and make it peaceful. And now if you start, if somebody looks at it and they're drawn to that piece and now they want to touch it or something right away, it'll be probably contaminated because it took their energy and brought it into there. Or if you're just wearing it and you get highly emotional about something, then it's now going to be deactivated and carry your emotions in that pendant. You want to deactivate it again to neutralize it so that it will bring you peace. That's what that is for. So how long will the activation last with peace energy? As long as you're peaceful. And that's basically it. If somebody cords that energy of whatever you have, you know, seeing the piece out of it, maybe they like the way it looks, then automatically, you know, you want to do it over again. But it doesn't hold a charge for say, 1 month. It can hold it longer than 1 month or until somebody contaminates it. So are you going to contaminate it or is somebody else going to contaminate it? That's the object clearing. So back to you. And people use the object clearing for their food. They'll put their plate of food in front of their computer, and in a sense, you want to make it, you know, body compatible for you. And you want to take away naturally the stuff that's there. That may cause you harm. So back to you.
Okay, right. And I would say that between the object clearing and the space clearing, you know, there are things that I've cleared once and they're fine forever. So the fact that the actual clearing lasts a month has nothing to do with it. But then, like, I had this one bracelet that whenever I wore it, somebody would touch it. It was unbelievable. I finally gave it away because I was just attracting too much attention. And it wasn't even, I have other things I liked better and I thought were prettier even, but this one bracelet people wanted to touch, and that's not good. So if you had something like that, you might have to clear it every day.
Yes, that's correct.
I finally got rid of it. Okay, here's a really great question. Ron, it's amazingly we're almost finished already. I feel like we've been doing this show for about 5 minutes. But one interesting question about tomorrow. What about organs that have been surgically removed?
The blueprint is still with you, so that blueprint will be corrected. So another way of stating that, so for some reason, I won't say typically, but there was a reason why that organ was removed, probably because it wasn't functioning properly, or, you know, somebody wanted some money, but we'll just look at the other thing there, that it wasn't working right and was causing you harm. And so the blueprint that you have that's still there would be corrupted. And so we'll be making that a blueprint back to perfection again. So, looks like our time is coming to a close here. So, I guess, if you have anything to add, I'm just thinking I could do a clearing, but maybe we'll do one tomorrow night about blueprints on body organs, okay?
Okay. Wonderful. Oh. And tomorrow night, they'll after the call tomorrow, there will be, of course, another BBS radio show, which is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. So I hope everyone will join us on BBS Radio Station 2 at 7 p.m. And hope to see everybody on the call tomorrow. And it, again, it's not too late to sign up. And that's it. If you have any other questions about tomorrow, Ron will be sending out the PIN codes tonight. If you have any other questions, we'll check the CLS questions email before the call starts.
Okay, so let's do the mind of heart drop, everybody. Here we go. So you must say this out loud. So you say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. Here we go. And to do that, we count from 10 to 1 backwards for the newbies. And if you've been doing it for week or so, you just do 3, 2, 1. It works the same. So here we go. We'll do it the long way so you can actually feel the energy move. People who want to sense that. So here we go. Dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, everybody. Blessings. Thank you, Anne. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And naturally, thank you all you listeners out there. So we'll see you later.